want them to say, what a good king he is. Oh, no, he's going too far again, muttered Albert under his breath. He pushed the page down again. No, you stay still, sonny, else you'll just be a paragraph. Whatever it is, it's more than he's got, snapped the king, and all we've had from him is ingratitude. Yes, that does spoil it, doesn't it? Death leaned forward. Go away. To the king's own surprise, his body took over and marched him out of the door. Albert patted the page on the shoulder. And you can run along too, he said.
I didn't mean to go upsetting anyone. That's just that I never asked no one for nothing, mumbled the old man in a small, humble world of his own, his hands tangling themselves together out of nervousness.
Best if you leave this one to me, master, if you don't mind, said Albert. I'll be back in just a tick.
Loose ends, he thought. That's my job, tying up loose ends. The master never thinks things through.
He caught up with the king outside.
Ah, there you are, sire, he said. Just before you go, won't keep you a minute, just a minor point.
Albert leaned close to the stunned monarch.
If anyone was thinking about making a mistake, you know, like maybe sending the guards down here tomorrow, tipping the old man out of his hovel, chucking him in prison, anything like that, well, that's the kind of mistake he ought to treasure, on account of it being the last mistake he'll ever make. A word to the wise men, right?
He tapped the side of his nose conspiratorially.
Happy Ogswatch.
Then he hurried back into the hovel. The feast had vanished. The old man was looking blearily at the bare table. Half-eaten leavings, said Death. We could certainly do better than this. He reached into the sack. Albert grabbed his arm before he could withdraw his hand.
Mind taking a bit of advice, master? I was brung up in a place like this.
Does it bring tears to your eyes?
A box of matches to me hand, more like. Listen.
The old man was only dimly aware of some whispering. He sat hunched up, staring at nothing. Well, if you are sure...
Been there, done that, chewed the bones, said Albert. Charity ain't giving people what you want to give, it's giving people what they need to get.
Very well. Death reached into the sack again. Happy Hog's Watch, ho, ho, ho. There was a string of sausages, there was a side of bacon, and a small tub of salt pork, and a mass of chitterlings wrapped up in greased paper. There was a black pudding. There were several other tubs of disgusting yet savoury pork-adjacent items, highly prized in any pig-based economy. And laid on the table with a soft thump, there was...
A pig's head? Breathed the old man. A whole one? Ain't had brawn in years. And a basin of pig knuckles? And a bowl of pork dripping?
Ho, ho, ho!
Amazing, said Albert. How did you get the head's expression to look like the king?
I think that's accidental.
Albert patted the old man on the back. Have yourself a bowl, he said. In fact, have two. Now I think we ought to be going, master.
They left the old man staring at the laden board. Wasn't that nice, said Death, as the hogs accelerated.
Oh, yes, said Albert, shaking his head. Poor old devil. Beans at Hogwatch? Unlucky that. Not a night for a man to find a bean in his bowl.
I feel I was cut out for this sort of thing, you know.
Really, master?
It's nice to do a job where people look forward to seeing you.
Ah, said Albert glumly.
They don't normally look forward to seeing me.
Yes, I expect so.
Except in special and rather unfortunate circumstances.
Right, right.
And they seldom leave a glass of sherry out.
I expect they don't, no.
I could get into the habit of doing this, in fact.
But you won't need to, will you, master?
Said Albert hurriedly, with the horrible prospect of being a permanent pixie Albert looming in his mind again.
Because we'll get the Hogfather back, right? That's what you said we were going to do, right? And young Susan's probably bustling around?
Yes, of course.
Not that you asked her to, of course.
Albert's jittery ears didn't detect any enthusiasm.
Oh dear, he thought.